This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A jury in California late yesterday returned the verdict. Elizabeth Holmes, the founder of Theranos, guilty on 4 counts of fraud. The Silicon Valley startup was trying to design medical tests that require just a pinprick of blood, but the system didn't work right. Patients got bad test results, and investors, business partners, and patients felt swindled. Holmes is likely to appeal. The case is seen as a legal test of how far tech entrepreneurs can go in talking up emerging technology or covering up its failings. Longtime Silicon Valley reporter Adam Leshinsky now contributes to Business Insider and spent many a day in that courtroom.
They convicted her on 4 counts related to defrauding investors. And it's interesting to consider that it was the 3 largest investors specifically, a fund headed by a guy named Brian Grossman, the DeVos family, and an investor who had a relationship and who brought in a bunch of other big investors, including the Coxes and the Waltons. They did not reach a verdict on some of the smaller investors, and they found her not guilty on any of the counts related to patients.
So not guilty of defrauding patients who got these bum medical tests.
That's right. And the defense asserted that the government had cherry-picked some bad situations and that there were many, many other tests where things went just fine. And it seems that they may have proved their point that she could not be found guilty beyond reasonable doubt on those charges.
Now, Adam, you've covered Silicon Valley and its culture for decades. Do you think this example of Elizabeth Holmes, presumably headed for jail now, will make people reevaluate the tales that entrepreneurs spin in the effort to raise enough money to make their product actually work?
I mean, the short answer is no. I think this is unusual. It's extreme. It was extremely high profile. And ultimately, the counts that she was convicted on, she told some really tall tales. When Silicon Valley entrepreneurs tell tales about their vision for changing the world, so long as they really are talking about something that is a vision, they're going to continue, I think, to be okay in a criminal sense. If they lie about something that's going on right now, that's where they're going to get into trouble. That's what happened to Elizabeth Holmes.
Now, for Elizabeth Holmes, the government could still retry her on the counts that the jury deadlocked upon.
In fact, at the very end of the day on Monday, they said that they would discuss that with the court next week. It seems to me unlikely, having secured a guilty verdict on 4 of the 11 counts, that they would go to the trouble and the expense of retrying her on the 3 where the jury did not reach a verdict, especially because this same prosecution team now needs to prepare to try Elizabeth Holmes's co-defendant, Sonny Balwani. That trial's scheduled to begin in just a few weeks.
That's Holmes' right-hand man and ex-boyfriend. But something else that'll be paid close attention to is sentencing for Elizabeth Holmes.
Oh, for sure. You know, she faces up to 20 years on each count. Now, I don't think anyone believes that she'll be sentenced to 80 years in prison, but she still faces substantial prison time.
Adam Leshinsky, Silicon Valley journalist, has been covering the Elizabeth Holmes trial for Business Insider. He's also author of several books, including Inside Apple and Wild Ride, which is about Uber. Adam, thank you.
Thank you, David.